Buzza requests that please try to maintain silence. Buzza the Baka requests that please keep your voices down. It's disturbing the brothers in the masjid. Buzza are still performing their sunnats. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of all kings, the Master of all masters, and we send salat and salam, salutation, durood upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Rusul, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. We reach ayat number 10. So Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences by mentioning that this Qur'an is a means of guidance for those who are from the muttaqeen, who have the quality of taqwa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain sifat and qualities of these muttaqeen and these successful believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the disbelievers, those who are unsuccessful. And after mentioning these two groups, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a third group who outwardly show that they are from the mu'mineen, they are believers, but inwardly they hide kufr and disbelief. And this group is known as munafiqun, hypocrites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned in the last week that they say with their tongues that they believe in Allah and the last day, whereas in reality they are not believers. They are trying to deceive Allah and the believers. They think they can deceive Allah, but in reality they are not deceiving anyone but themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues by mentioning that في قلوبهم مرض, that in their hearts is an illness. فزادهم الله مرضا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases them, has increased them in that illness of theirs. So what is that illness? So the scholars, they mention that this is the illness of nifaq. This hypocrisy is an illness, an ill trait of the heart. What does it mean to be ill? Yeah. So when a person is ill, when a person is unhealthy, person is unwell, meaning what a normal person's normal state should be, a person moves from that. Yeah, so this can be because of different reasons. You know, so physical illness, you know, you can fall ill or you can be unwell because of infection that you got, some germs, some bacteria, some, you might have some accident, something happens because of which what your normal condition should be, you know, you move away from that. So similarly, just how we have physical health, we also have spiritual health as well. When a person is spiritually healthy, when a person is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person constantly remembers the akhirah, then a person is spiritually healthy. And just how when a person is physically healthy, then his body is working well, he won't feel tired, he won't feel lethargic. He has to do a task. He'll be up for it. He'll have the energy. The more healthy a person is, the more easier it is for him to perform tasks. Yeah? A person will enjoy life. When it comes to eating, drinking, he'll enjoy his food. And all of a person will lead a good life. When a person is spiritually healthy, then it will be easy for him to perform good deeds. Salah won't be a burden on him. Reading the Quran, spending time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing obediences, good actions, this won't be a burden for him. He'll enjoy these tasks. And the more spiritually healthy a person is, the more these things will be easy for him. And just how when a person is physically ill, then even simple tasks become difficult for a person. The greater the illness, the more a person is, it is more difficult for a person to do certain things. And eventually, if a person does not look after his health, he'll suffer a physical death, and then that's it, he's gone. He can't do anything. So similarly, when it comes to the spiritual health of a person, if a person, he falls spiritually ill, then now Salah doesn't have that mithas, doesn't have that pleasure, and doesn't have the sweetness which a person is supposed to feel. A person feels a burden. Oh, I have to do this. And he's performing Salah, but he doesn't want to be there. He's reading Quran, but he doesn't want to read the Quran. In Zikr, he doesn't want to. I guess he has to go to the masjid, but he doesn't want to. All of these things feel a burden. A person has to force himself. And even when a person is physically ill, then even certain, certain things which are normally pleasurable, eating, drinking, foods and stuff, a person that's really ill, he has no appetite. You have to force him to eat. Even if you put biryani, whatever, in front of him, I've got no appetite, I don't want to. Yeah? So similarly, when a person is spiritually ill as well, then these things which are good for a person, which a person should enjoy, the ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person doesn't have his tabi'at and his nature, and he doesn't want to do these things. So these things should have been pleasurable and sweet and enjoyable for a person, but because of his spiritual illness, he doesn't find it pleasurable. And if a person is not careful and he lets this spiritual illness grow and grow and grow, a person can suffer a spiritual death as well. We mentioned above as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to certain kuffar, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That when a person, he exceeds certain limits, then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts a seal on their hearts. Their hearts become closed. Now, hidayah and guidance, the light of guidance won't enter a person's heart, and for him, there is everlasting doom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here, with regards to these munafiqeen, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. That in their hearts is this illness of hypocrisy. And the scholars, they also mention that this can refer to shak, when a person has doubts with regards to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hasad and jealousy that they had for the believers. That when these munafiqeen, these disbelievers, when they would see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving victory to the Muslims, and the Muslims are conquering country after country, and more people are entering Islam, and because of this hasad and jealousy that they had in the heart, their hearts were burning and burning. Similarly, they mentioned that fasadun niyyah, when a person's intention is corrupt. He's doing certain good actions in the apparent, but because of not having a good action, good intention, then this action, it holds no weight. So these munafiqeen, they would turn up for salah. Sometimes they'd be in the first saf, and they would be saying all the things that the Muslims would be saying. They would be saying the kalima, but because their intention was not pure, these actions hold no weight. They would be saying all of these things. Why? For seeking the dunya. Talabud dunya. They wanted to acquire the world. So like I mentioned before, even though this may be talking about these munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to reflect and ponder how does this apply to us as well. So one is that a person has ultimate marad, ultimate illness of nifaq. But lesser than this, do we suffer from any spiritual ailments as well? Now, each and every one of us will be. Every person will have certain deficiencies in his heart. Now it is up to a person that he takes stock of his life and in the light of the guidance of the mashayikh. So when this person is physically ill, who do you go to? You go to a doctor. You know, you go to a doctor. He does a diagnosis. He does all the tests, and then he tells you you've got this, and then you take this medication. You need to do these certain exercises. Stay away from these certain foods, etc., etc. So similarly, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has given us spiritual doctors in the form of the mashayikh. The mashayikh whom have dedicated their lives trying to please Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and this has come from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through the Sahaba, Tabi'in, and the chain carries on, that they have made effort on themselves. They made effort on their hearts, they have made effort on their nafs, and they have got rid of all these spiritual ailments from their heart. They become spiritual doctors, and they're able to assess a person. So a person who is serious about his spiritual rectification, who seriously wants to rectify his heart, you know, he'll, you know, if a person is, you know, serious about his health, you'll go to a doctor, you'll have a GP. Every one of us has a GP, because, you know, we're worried about our, you know, about our physical health. So similarly, those believers who are worried about their spiritual health, and each and every one of us should be, now they'll go and find a spiritual doctor, someone who are they compatible with, someone who they can talk to. They have certain deficiencies in their life, and they'll refer to that person. And the Shaykh, through the grace of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, through the knowledge that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has granted him, he will advise the person. And if he sees certain traits, he says, "You are suffering from this. You are suffering from pride. You have jealousy in your heart. You have greed in your heart. You have stinginess. You have this. You have this." And they will train a person how you can, how can a person rid these ill traits from a person's heart. They mention certain zikr. They say the kalima la ilaha illallah 100 times. Say the name Allah Allah, so, you know, this many times. If you commit a certain sin, you know, you misuse your eyes, then perform 2 rakats. Give £5 in sadaqah. Each and every person is different. So depending on the temperament of the person, a qualified sheikh will be able to diagnose a person and will be able to give a person the proper treatment that is needed. And this is which is known as tazkiyah, self rectification, you know, purification. This is tazkiyah, and this is tazkiyah is necessary for each and every person. You know, it's just how each and every one of us, we make an effort to stay away from those disobediences of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, which we all know. You know, disobedience, we know it's haram to lie. You know, it's haram to do this. It's haram to this. You know, similarly, the illnesses of the heart. The person has pride in his heart, has arrogance in his heart, he has cowardice in his heart. These are all ill traits of the heart, and these are also sins as well. So a person needs to focus and trying to get rid of these sins from his heart as well. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions that in the hearts of these kuffar, these munafiqeen, is an illness. فزادهم الله مرضا. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has increased them in the illness. Meaning Allah Subhanahu wa Taala let them be, because they were persistent in the kuffar, persistent in their nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave them chance after chance after chance. In the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called them once, he called them twice, he called them multiple times. In the form of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were given da'wah. And the da'wah and the calling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the da'wah of the Sahaba, imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, calling a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how great and how sincere must they have been. But these kuffar, they were such, they did not pay attention. And when they reached the limit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them. This is how if a person is in the illness and then there's no, he doesn't try to cure himself, then the illness will get worse, will get worse, will get worse. So similarly, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala let them be. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala let the illness grow and grow and grow to the extent that they suffered a spiritual death, and that now there was no U-turn for such people. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala finishes off the verse by saying, "Walahum adhabun alimun bima kanu yakzibun." And for these munafiqeen is a very severe punishment, a very painful punishment. And the reason Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala he mentions is because of their lying. So nifaq is also a form of lying, that they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, you know, they're believers, whilst they were in reality they weren't believers. But the comment is they mentioned from this verse that we can understand how detrimental kizb and lying is. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala never mentioned that for them is a severe punishment because of their nifaq, because of the kufr. Rather, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned because of their lying. And they mentioned that the reason why such people, they became kuffar, and why they became munafiqeen, was because they had the habit of lying. When a person is not careful, and he says a lie, he gets away with it. Then he lies a second time, lies a third time. And a person who doesn't do tawbah, and he doesn't do istighfar, and he doesn't have worry and concern, and he continues to lie, continues to lie, then lying is a part of kufr and disobedience, and disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the illness of lying, it will slowly, slowly, slowly take a person to kufr and nifaq as well. Na'udhu billah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. But those of us, we've all lied. Every one of us, you know, if you take stock of your life, we'll have lied, you know, certain times. But we need to understand how detrimental this is. Rasulullah ﷺ, he mentions in a hadith that ayatul munafiqi salasun, that a sign of a munafiq are three. These are the main traits of a munafiq. When you see these traits in a person, that this is a sign that such a person is a hypocrite. He doesn't have true iman in his heart. And one of the ones he mentions is idha haditha kadhaba, that when he speaks, he lies. So lying is not something small. Sometimes we, you know, we take it to be something very light. No, everyone lies. You know, this is very detrimental for a person. Yeah, this is the, you can say, the seed of kufr and nifaq. And if a person continues and lets this weed grow in his heart, then, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, but it can make a person reach kufr and nifaq as well. So these munafiqeen, the commentators mentioned that they had this habit of lying, and that this lying, it became such, it just became the general day-to-day life. And a person, they would lie about each and everything, to the extent that when he came to Rasulullah, he started lying about him as well, he started lying about the Quran, he started lying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And this person said, I think, oh, this is far-fetched, and this, no, that's not going to happen. No, a person is not careful, these are the ill effects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these kind of things in the Quran in order for us to take lessons. It's not just that we think, oh, these are people that happened in the past. We need to take lessons from this, and we need to stay away from the traits that led to them becoming so mardood and so becoming so rejected. And lastly, that when a person is in an illness, then a person needs to find a cure. And the cure is that a person does tawbah, he seeks repentance, istighfar, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. To the extent that even if a person is a munafiq, a person is a kafir, he disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of that illness. And after kufr and nifaq, there's ill traits of a person's heart, which I mentioned, like, who's been listening? Huh? Jealousy. Lying, you can say, kind of. Pride, takabbur, all of these ill traits of the heart. You know, a person should do tawbah, seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter, a person should make an effort to cure himself by finding a rightly guided sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what has been mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the illnesses of the heart. Ameen wa akhir da'wan and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallam bina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Come to switches, the white ones.